On a sunny afternoon, six people gather in a narrow cobblestone alley. My partner Jerry and I are apartment hunting in Spain. To assist in the search, we've recruited two Spanish realtors and two Italian designers. Conversation is sparse, for none of us speaks a language other than our own. The six of us gaze intently at a 19th century building with wrought iron balconies. On the third floor is a vacant apartment. The tenant had lived there for many years, and it showed. Floor tiles are cracked, patches of mildew populate the walls, and the air has a musty smell like a damp cupboard. We enter the apartment and are immediately surprised. It stretches to our left and right, and the room at the back curves around to reveal a window with a view of the town square. This apartment has a feeling of repose. With its thick stone walls, it feels like a very private space, a sanctuary. The six of us navigate like a school of fish, flowing and stopping as one body. We emit simultaneous murmurs of appreciation. The heavy door that slides neatly into the wall, the pantry in the kitchen, cool and capacious. Although six people, we see with one pair of eyes, think with one mind. Until today, I'd never met the realtors and designers. We're brought together for the purpose of converting this apartment into a modern living space. Beneath a veneer of dust and dirt lies an apartment that's as comfortable today as it was 100 years ago. As the minutes pass, I feel closer and closer to the people around me. Lacking a common language, we speak with smiles, gestures, glances. We're bound together by what we see and feel for this ancient space. Le Corbusier, the renowned architect, said that when we employ stone, wood, and concrete to build a structure, that's construction. When that structure touches our hearts, that's architecture. On that sunny afternoon, I understood what he meant. With a perspective, I'm Clarence Wong.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.